Bonjour, welcome to Et Voila, a podcast where every 2 weeks we will explore the traditions and culture of France and the Francophone world. We are the 8th grade French class of Little Flower School, and we are so excited to share our French and Francophone interests with you. In each episode, we will enter a new topic that we are excited to share. During this podcast series, we will learn about French and Francophone holidays, popular sports, French cuisine, and French music. We are not experts in any of these fields, but we look forward to learning more about each subject alongside you. We hope you learned something new today. Have fun listening! Et voila!
Bonjour! My name is Emmy. Today we are going to talk about Mardi Gras. My dad is from New Orleans, a city, as everyone knows, that is very proud of its French heritage. And I grew up celebrating Mardi Gras and all of its amazing traditions. Every year, my dad orders a cake that we decorate in traditional colors. We also make red beans and rice or gumbo. Those are traditional Cajun foods. Sometimes we have a small gathering to celebrate Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is a wonderful holiday, and one that I look forward to celebrating every year. Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday. It is the day before Ash Wednesday, which marks the start of the Christian Lent season leading up to Easter. During Lent, many Christians fast, and the name Fat Tuesday refers to the last day of eating lots of food before the leaner days of Lent begin. Did you know that Mardi Gras was started in France? The history of Mardi Gras is that the carnival celebrations originated in Nice, France, with the earliest records dating back to 1294. The first American Mardi Gras took place March 3, 1699, when two famous French explorers landed near present-day New Orleans, Louisiana. 10 years later, the first recorded New Orleans Mardi Gras parade took place, a tradition that continues to this day. Woo! I'd be amazed if you knew all of those facts. But a few fun facts are: the official colors of Mardi Gras are purple, gold, and green. Purple signifies justice, gold means power, and green stands for faith. That is also why the king cake is decorated in those colors. I bet you knew that, but did you know? Around 1.4 million people visit New Orleans during the carnival season. A famous saying, "Laissez le bon temps rouler," means let the good times roll in Cajun French. Did you know that an estimated 500,000 king cakes are sold each year during the carnival season? Did you know that with over 60 parades to choose from during the carnival season, there are crews large and small? A crew is a private social club that sponsors balls, parades, etc. as part of the Mardi Gras festivals. Two of the super parades that take place the Saturday and Sunday before Fat Tuesday combine a total of 67 floats, 60 marching bands, and over 250 units. These two crews alone have over 4,200 members and throw out more than 1.5 million cups and millions of beads. That's a crazy fact. My final fun fact is that the doughy pastry known as the king cake is a traditional Mardi Gras treat. The person who finds the hidden plastic baby in their slice is supposed to have good luck all year and is responsible for bringing the king cake to the next party. The tradition of the king cake is very similar to the galette des rois that is sold in France during the Epiphany, or as they say in France, la fête de l'Epiphanie. The king cake that appears in New Orleans now has to come from the idea of the galette in France. Merci! Thank you for listening to the first episode of Et Voila! I hope you learned something new today. Next episode, we will explore French sports. See you next time!